Hi, Alfie. Welcome to the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you've been up to?
Well, I don't really know how to start, but since I've ever started like making music, I basically started making music because I started making little video games and like stuff for myself, and I shared it around with my friends and like family and stuff. I don't really have it archived on the internet, unfortunately. I would be sharing that everywhere right now if I had it. But everyone kept telling me like, this needs more. There's something missing. Either be the artwork, the game is buggy, whatever. But everyone just kept telling me it needs some sort of music. Whatever it is, just like add music and it will help it go. So I basically just started going around the internet. I started putting like freelance music or just like people that uploaded like free music to put on my games, but it didn't really work out. So I just like started, okay, I'm just gonna make my own music. I started making music with the cheapest, or like not even the cheapest, the jankest software out there. It's called LMMS. It's just jank, but it worked. It got the job done, and I just had fun making music and had fun just sharing that everywhere and like telling people, hey, I've been making music. And it's and like when people listen to that music and tell me, hey, this is actually something, go work on it some more, I just felt that I should keep on going, keep on learning. And it's just like it went from this to this, and it just like kept getting bigger. And until I started like going to studios, recording with people, making connections, networking. I don't want to say it grew bigger than me because it's not really that big, but I certainly feel that it's gotten bigger than I've ever thought it would.
That's awesome. And Alfie, can you tell us a little bit about your role at the moment? So you do production and engineering?
Yes, and audio engineering.
And so what does your day-to-day look like at the moment?
Well, right now I'm in the midst of fighting with like myself and studying. I have finals in like 2 weeks, but I do my own productions. I do some freelance work over here in Egypt for like small stuff, for like mixing vocals, some stuff for radio stations, really like on the local scope. But I've gotten like networking through that. I've gotten through with like certain singers and artists. I've actually just done a song like that got released on the first day of the year with like a local rapper. And it was like a new foray for me because I've always been doing these kinds of production online with people from the US, people from Canada, even people from Japan, which is like the craziest thing that ever happened to me, that someone reached out to me like from Japan to get a beat from me. But I've never really considered myself a music producer or an audio engineer. People keep telling me that I'm these things because I do these things to a certain degree, but I've never really felt that I really feel these shoes. I see people do it really differently than I've ever done it, but it's like that.
And those collaborations as well, where are those people kind of hitting you up? Where are you communicating with them?
Well, most of the time it's through Discord, through like direct messaging. Sometimes I reach out to them, sometimes they reach out to me through social media like Twitter, Instagram, stuff like that. And I never say no, I don't wanna. I sometimes even because the project is interesting, I just say I'll do it pro bono. It's just because the sound is so interesting and I just want to take that to the next step.
That's cool. I like that. And let's talk about Egypt as well, because I mean, you're going to be filling me in on basically the music scene out there, because I'm really interested in to see what the landscape's like for a start. So where to start really? What's the kind of main genre of music that you're hearing on the radios nowadays and that you're working in?
Okay, so generally for the past 3 years or like 4 years since 2017, rap or hip hop has been really having a blow up in Egypt. That's why I've been collaborating more in Egypt on the hip hop side. It's just been having a great explosion. More people that have been doing just normal music. I don't mean normal music, just like other like pop or like normal singing, what we consider folk over here, just heading into that electronic direction. Just as it happened in the 80s and 90s in America and the UK, it's happening right now in Egypt or like in the Middle East as a whole.
That's so interesting. So on the radio, what I want to get down to is what kind of music are you hearing? American music, or is it Egyptian music? Is it local music? Is it local artists?
We don't really listen to local artists. We listen to more of like the whole Middle East. We listen from music from the Gulf area, like Saudi Arabia, Dubai, some music from Sudan, like and of course like Egypt. Basically in the middle, the whole of the Middle East, we have the biggest like music industry. When people come and record stuff and like make music, they mainly come here. We basically make like the popular music genre is just pop, normal pop. You know, like four on the floor, kick, and like maybe more R&B stuff, but people here don't like to venture out to other genres. I don't know why, but that's been changing a lot here. We've been seeing a lot more, as I told, hip hop, more electronic artists. I've seen more ambient, which is really weird. I've actually never seen an ambient artist over here, but I've seen like a couple, which is like really weird.
There's so many different like pockets of different markets around the world, right? So
Exactly.
what we hear, my sister lives in Australia, and even what she hears on even on the video music video channels, right? It's so different from even England, even though there is a slight crossover, but there is so much that is there. Do you have a central kind of radio station? What's the kind of progression of an artist if they were working in Egypt?
Okay, so in yesteryear, we would be talking about the normal progression. You would be like going through the ranks of producers, making the rounds with your lyrics or your certain singing style, and then you'd be picked up by a record label. Nowadays, we're seeing the internet of music. People are being widely independent. I think I'm one of the only independent artists here in Egypt that's been getting numbers. I don't want to say numbers because that sounds, I don't want to be full
Why
of
not?
myself. I don't want to be full of myself, but
I think there's being full of yourself and then there's telling the truth, so.
a lot of people, you're either 100% independent or you're 100% signed to a record label. And we have like one main record label. I think you might have heard of it. It's called Rotana. It's not that big, but it's the main record label here in Egypt and the whole of the Middle East. So it's been the same kind of trajectory of any artist before the internet, but right now in Egypt or the Middle East, we're having that internet trajectory. More people are getting known through the internet. More people are getting seen by record labels through the internet.
Yeah, it's something that happened here in England as well, and across like America, that you can now do a lot as an independent artist, right?
That's never been seen over here. That's just like new. And it's kind of been seen down. Like some people see it as a bad thing because before that, as I said, you'd be chosen, you'd be headhunted by a certain record label or a producer. Okay, so there'd be a selection process. But some people see it as it's like open now. Anyone can be a musician. It's a bad thing. Anyone can say anything. Anyone can make any music. And some people, even young or old, see it as a bad thing. But honestly, you know, as a musician, I always like tell people, just listen to it. Just give it a shot. It's not all bad. In my opinion, there's no bad music. It's only the context you're listening to it that
Give us an
makes it
example
bad.
of what does that mean?
Okay, right now, if you think of hip hop, okay, right now, what do you see, how do you see it? What's the main artist that comes to mind?
I don't know why I could just Drake like just
It's Drake. It's basically Drake. Yeah, it's basically because he is the biggest hip hop artist, like contrary to popular belief or like how people see it. He's not the best. I'm not saying he's the best hip hop artist. He's just the biggest. Those are two different things. If you asked someone from 10 or 15 years ago what's hip hop or who's the biggest artist, he wouldn't even know. He wouldn't even give you an answer. He wouldn't have an answer. That's how things have been moving. And even in the 80s, if we go even further back, people knew hip hop because of what happened with NWA, with the whole like fuck the police and like stuff like that. That's what blew it up.
So in Egypt as well, is there a particular kind of outlet or platform that you guys use over
It's
there?
SoundCloud. It's SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, interesting.
As much like as people like to clown on SoundCloud or whatever, it's just a really big worldwide thing that everyone helped contribute towards and like as a whole. I don't really
That's
like the term known as SoundCloud rap because other people on SoundCloud were doing that specific sound that they referred to cloud rap. It helped mainstream it.
I've heard loads of, new artists, big artists as well, release loads of stuff on SoundCloud before it starts to come out. They actually use it as testing ground as well to see what's popular and
Yeah.
then be able to put the promotion behind it. So it's kind of a it's a good way in which you can collaborate and share as well. And more than that, like it's a great technology. So what else do we need to know about the if someone was coming over to Egypt and they were kind of setting up and they were trying to access the music market, what are the kind of key points of information that you would recommend and in terms of like perhaps it might be a cultural thing, perhaps it might just be just part of the music scene. What is it that they need to know?
We're really living through the same era as America in the 60s and 70s, where even cuss words, like basic cuss words that we now use, not even in just music, like regular day-to-day life, just casually, like that was seen as a big no-no, and like everyone used to censorship it and just not enjoy it as a whole. That's happening the same right here in Egypt, where phasing through that. We're regularizing taboo topics, you know? We're opening more towards more commentary style music, more like not music with a certain goal. Because I see some people want music to achieve a certain goal, you know? But music is supposed to, without carrying even meaning in the words, is supposed to be as a whole artistic creation, is supposed to mean something. And we're starting to see that over here in Egypt. That's why I say like more ambient artists and abstract artists have been coming out with music because we stop trying to find the meaning in the words and trying to find the meaning in the music as a whole.
Got it. Yeah. And if anybody wants to obviously reach out to you, where can they find you?
Well, anyway, really, I have the same username everywhere, just Alfie, Alfy, over on Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud. I even have my in my SoundCloud, I have my Discord link, and it's open to anyone just to reach out.
And finally, if anybody wants to reach out to you and ask you questions about the Egyptian music market, can they do so? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course. Sure.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks so
Want to
much,
break
Alfie, for coming
through
on the
the Egyptian music scene, I'll help you out.
show. Awesome. Fantastic. Thanks, Alfie. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.